I think it really shows the focus right now of the government and the fact that they are, you know, very tightly focused on the right wing threat. That's something that we've seen building, you know, over the last year, and certainly in the wake of the insurrection at the Capitol on January 6th.
All right. So is it legitimate, the threat?
I believe the threat is legitimate, but I think we also need to take it kind of in context and in a measured way. You know, there are some people right now that are kind of hyping the right wing domestic threat. You know, this is not the zombie apocalypse. It is a very real threat, and it's something that has existed in this country almost since its existence. And, you know, we've had these cycles of, you know, anti-government extremism, of white supremacist extremism, you know, for you know, really since our founding as a country. But it's been kind of a cyclical thing. And I don't see us really breaking out of that cycle right now as some sort of anomalous, you know, time. Certainly, we've seen militia movements in the 90s, you know, things that culminated in acts like the Mura building bombing. You know, we've seen, you know, times like even, you know, 1999 with the Summer of Hate, when we had all that anti-Semitic violence happening. You know, go back to the 70s and 80s with, you know, the Order and the Covenant Sword and the Arm of the Lord, you know, church bombings in the 60s. It's been a recurring, very, very serious and deadly problem. But I think that it's something that's, you know, it's not going off that scale. And we shouldn't panic, but we do need to be alert. And I think that that's really the key here is that, you know, people shouldn't panic, but certainly, you know, the old adage of see something, say something applies here. And whether that's, you know, just ordinary citizens reporting suspicious activity, whether it's bomb making activity or other indicators of terrorist planning, or whether that's law enforcement. And we've seen a long history in this country of law enforcement also helping to thwart terrorist attacks by noting suspicious activity. So I think that really the key here is, you know, don't panic, but just pay attention. And if you see something, say something.
Okay. So all the history is good. And we appreciate you for reminding us of the 70s and 80s and, you know, America's historical problem with white supremacist and right wing problems. But 2021, it's enough of a problem for DHS and others to call our attention to it. And they've called our attention to it for a number of specific reasons, one of which is they've seen activity online where people are sharing what they say are downloadable links, which are instructive to help them or help interested parties essentially plan and execute attacks on mass gatherings, law enforcement, and critical infrastructure. So what does that tell you?
Well, I think there again, you know, when we look at that in context, remember that that's something that really the right wing has been doing for decades.
Okay, I understand. Are you saying that this is not something serious? We know the history.
Yes.
I'm saying, so you're saying this is not as serious as authorities are making it out to be?
Yeah, I'm saying that it's serious and it's a problem, but we need to, there again, keep it in context. Remember that when we're looking at leaderless resistance, and this is something that, you know, that the right wing has been doing since, you know, the Fort Smith, Arkansas sedition trial. They've been promoting leaderless resistance, and they've been providing and trying to provide, you know, guides and instruction. But mastering terrorist tradecraft is difficult, and it's really the rare individual that's able to be a successful lone attacker or work in a small cell. You know, and terrorist tradecraft has traditionally been the bane of these, you know, attackers and these plotters. So basically, they're going to have problems. They're going to struggle planning attacks. They're going to have problems doing things like building bombs. They're going to struggle with surveillance. And that means they're going to be vulnerable to detection as they progress through their attack cycle. And that's why it's so important for people to pay attention to those sorts of behaviors and actions so that they can report them and so that the authorities can wrap these people up before they can become deadly.
Scott Stewart, Vice President at Torchstone Global. GJ Green, WTOP News.